Let's open up with prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this week. We thank you for this year. We thank you for our life. You are the one that put us here. And each and every single one of us are here for a purpose. Some of us may not have discovered what that purpose is yet. We're still searching. We're still waiting for those answers. But we know that we are here for a purpose, and we thank you for that, Lord. And we just pray that each and every day we can live our lives according to your word, to follow you. We thank you for your forgiveness when we take a misstep here and there. But we thank you that you are our God. And we just pray that you watch over us. We pray for the ones that couldn't make it this morning. We pray for the ones that are on the road traveling. Pray for their safety, that they return home to us soon. We miss them. We love them. We just thank you for all of our blessings, Lord. We just pray that you would help us to live our lives each and every day according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, everybody's got their proclamation cards, correct? Okay. This week we're talking about overcomers. We have a definition that I'd like to bring up on the screen right now, and I found this yesterday, actually, and I wasn't really even prepared or planning on doing a PowerPoint, but once I started getting into more of what I was writing down, I decided I wanted something up there so that we could actually see it with our eyes. Definition of overcomer, according to dictionary.com, is to get the better of in a struggle or conflict. All of us face that each and every single day, whether they're big or small. What do we do to overcome those? It also talks about a conqueror. We conquer our fears. We conquer the things that we're unsure of. And God is the one that helps us do that. Defeat, to overcome the enemy. This is the part of the definition that really actually caught my eye when I was reading it. To overcome the enemy. Our enemy, obviously, on a daily basis, is the devil. We fight, we struggle each and every day to go against what he would want us to do and keep our eyes on God. But it's that focus and it's that determination that we have to overcome the devil that's the difference. To prevail over the opposition, a debility, temptations. Temptations is another one. Surmount. To overcome one's weakness. We all have weaknesses, whether they're physical or whether they're psychological or emotional. We struggle with every day. But it's going to God and laying all that down at his feet that is what is going to help us become the overcomer. It's a fight every day. We all deal with it. But Jesus encouraged us to stay in the fight. Staying in the fight is actually a term that I first heard when I first started in police work. And it's always stuck with me over the last almost 20 years. Every time it comes to something that I'm dealing with, for some reason, that term just seems to pop up in my head. Stay in the fight. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. As long as we're willing to fight for him and fight for what he's doing for us in our lives, there's nothing that can defeat us. Followers of Christ, who successfully resist the power and temptation of the world, those are the ones that will succeed every single day fighting those temptations. That doesn't mean we're sinless. We're going to sin. We're going to have our shortfalls. That's part of being a human. It's in our nature. But it's how we react to that, how we resist those temptations, how we go to God when we do sin immediately and repent and ask for his forgiveness. And as long as that's sincere and as long as it's not just done for show, just for something that the world will see, then we don't have to worry about that. God's got our back. There's a lot of pretenders in the world. There's people you meet every day. At work, at school, in the grocery store. They all talk a good game, but what do they do to really back it up? It's those of us that live that in our lives every single day that will really overcome. Because I guarantee if you go back and you talk to some of those people and get them to get down to it and tell you the real truth, all of the fluff and all that stuff that you hear maybe on a day-to-day basis, you'll start to chip away at that stone and you'll start uncovering the real them and realize that there's a lot of stuff that they've been trying to cover up. And so they may, on the outside, at work or wherever it might be, they seem like they've got it all together. But in reality, they're struggling probably even worse than you are because they don't have that assurance. They don't have that real relationship with God that it takes to be an overcomer. And so they'll continue to struggle day in and day out. But what can we do about that? If we are one of those that can see through that, we might be that one, that tool for God that can get them back on the right path. It doesn't have to be a negative thing. We can go to them, whether it's in private or if it's somebody that you hang out with on a day-to-day basis, and just ask them, what do you really do every day to live for God and be an overcomer? We have to admit our faults. We have to be willing to put our pride aside sometimes and realize that no matter what we do, no matter how hard we try, we're not perfect. We can't be. Go ahead and bring up that next slide, please. 5:4-5. This one actually isn't on your card. I found this one as I was doing a little bit of studying for this, and I wanted to add it to it because I thought it went along with it. So if you're looking for it on the back of the card, it's not there. But for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Again, it goes back to what I was just saying. If we believe that God's got our back and we live that on a day-to-day basis, every single day of our lives, there's nothing that we can't do. There's nothing that we can't overcome. When was a time in your life when you felt like your back was against the wall? I know I've had plenty. It could be every day for some, depending on what you're dealing with. But like I said, going when you feel like you're at your lowest point is sometimes when God shows up and does the greatest work. As long as you are willing to let that go and give it to him, he's going to allow you to overcome that. So anytime that you feel like that weight of the world is on your shoulders and that there's nothing that you can do to get out of the situation that you're in, that's when you got to stop, take a deep breath, put that pride aside and say, God, I cannot do this on my own. I need your help. And lay it all out. Whether it's falling on the floor and crying or raising your arms up in the air, whatever it is that you've got to do to help lift that weight off of your shoulders, don't be afraid to do it. Too many people are just caught up in this, oh, what are people going to think if I do this or say that, or if I pray in a restaurant before I eat my meal, what would some people think that look at me? Who cares? Exactly. Because I guarantee you they're sitting there, and even though they might be, even in their minds, maybe they're mocking you, I'm pretty certain that deep down inside, they wish that they were that kind of a person. I'm almost positive of it. So don't be afraid to let God show through your actions, because that might be the one thing that helps that person that's at that point mocking you to turn around and say, you know what? Their life, although it's probably not perfect, it looks like it's going pretty good for them. They must be doing something right. And maybe it's God. maybe I should be more like that. And I'll admit, I'm the same way. There's times when I sometimes don't show it, and I should. But that's when you got to check yourself too and realize, hey, okay, that's the world. I need to get back to the foundation and be who I am and not be afraid to be who I am. There's nothing too big for God. Anytime we think that we've got it all in line, we get a reality check. Something will pop up, whether it's an unexpected bill you didn't think you had, comes in the mail. Somebody calls and says, hey, you missed your appointment. Or it could be any number of things. But just when you think you've got everything, all your ducks in a row, something will happen. All you got to do is say, hey, I'm human. God, forgive me. Get me back on the right track and help me overcome whatever it is. Amen. His name is great and greatly to be praised. Every day, every night, every moment that you think about it, you don't have to wait until you get ready to go to sleep at night to kneel down by your bed and fold your hands and bow your head and close your eyes. It can be done at any point. Obviously, focus on the road, but while you're driving, especially if you're driving alone, long trip, you can only listen to the radio for so long before you got to have a little bit of silence. And that is God speaking to you at those moments when you've had enough of the radio. He's saying, okay, turn that off. It's time to talk to me. When you're at home, whether you're cleaning or mowing the yard, I'll tell you what, mowing the yard is one of my favorite activities. It may sound crazy, but in the summertime, I can't wait for that grass to grow. It probably doesn't even grow enough. But that's my time to shut everything out and just focus on what's important. After everything else in the week that has either knocked you down or lifted you up or kept you on an even keel, it's those times, those moments of your day when God will show up and say, okay, it's time to stop worrying about everything else and it's time to focus on me. Because he's got all the answers to all of your questions. Next slide, Psalm 107. I got this from the New Living Translation. I kind of like that version because it's kind of a layman's term translation. It breaks it down into pretty much just simple English, and it helps understand some of the things a little bit, at least for me anyway. Helps to understand some of the meaning behind the scriptures. But Psalm 107:2, has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. And that gets back to what I said just before the song. We can't be afraid to tell others about God, especially if he's done something great in your life, because it's those things, those acts that he does in your life, those are tools that he's giving you. It's not just stuff for you to make your life better or easier. It's stuff that he wants you to then give to others. You can't just hold it all inside. If he's brought you through a situation that you really felt, again, like your back was against the wall and you didn't have any answers or a way to get out of it and he's brought you through it, people need to know that. And it doesn't have to be climbing up on some staircase and shouting out to everybody. It can be as simple as just talking to a friend or even a stranger. And maybe you notice they're kind of going through the same struggle that you were. Pull them aside and say, hey, I notice you're dealing with this. I notice you're struggling. I'm here to talk about it. I went through a similar situation. And the only way that I knew how to get out of it, and the only way I could, is to go to God. They may not receive it right away if they're not the type of person that would normally pray or would normally leave things to God. But again, it's your job to kind of chip away at that. And once they feel comfortable, and especially if it's somebody that you know, and normally we all feel more comfortable talking to people that we know, it probably won't be that difficult to get them to open up to you. Especially if they've seen whatever it is that was troubling you and they know it's bothering them too. If they've actually seen you go through that transformation and they've seen you come out on the other side and you're doing just fine, they're going to want that. So don't be afraid to speak out to others and tell them what God has done for you. It's very important. It's a very important part of our work here. Again, how do we do this? Conversations at work. We all have coworkers that are probably needing a little bit of help here and there. Your friends and family. I'm sure we all have family members as well that we don't see on a regular basis, whether they live out of town or if it's just busy lives. But every now and then you'll hear through the grapevine. I talk to my mom a lot, and she'll kind of give me the low down on what's going on with the family that I don't get to see very often and things like that, because everybody calls mom. But those are those opportunities for you to listen and say, oh, okay, that person needs prayer. They may not even know I'm praying for them, but I'm going to do it. And it's those prayers, even if you're not face to face, it's those prayers that are going up to God. And he's listening. He hears your prayer. He hears theirs. Everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much you've sinned or what kind of life you've led. All he wants to do is know that you're thinking about him and that you're praying to him and you're coming to him. And he will deliver you from whatever you're going through. Amen? So you can be that lifeline to others. And at the same time, others can be a lifeline to you. Don't be afraid to receive it. Just as much as you're giving it, if you are on the opposite side of that, and you see somebody else that has gone through the struggle that you're now dealing with, don't be afraid to go to them for that support. Because just as God uses you, he might be using them to get to you. So if you've fallen away, or if, like I said, if you're dealing with something that you're really struggling with and you're having a hard time overcoming it, lean on somebody that you know has got your back and that will give you the right kind of advice, the right kind of information, and even pray for you. Don't be afraid to go to those people. Because we all need encouragement and motivation at times. All of us. It doesn't matter how big and strong you are, or how much you think, you think you've got it all together, and the next thing you know, something happens. And we all need that encouragement and motivation at times. Next slide, please. Revelation 12:11, again from the New Living Translation. And they have defeated them, which is the devil, or him, which is the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus, and by their testimony, going back to what we were just talking about. Give your testimony to other people. Show them what God has done for you. Because he will do the same thing for them. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. This particular verse comes from the story about the woman and the dragon. And I really haven't read through a lot of Revelation in my lifetime. But again, I think maybe God was speaking to me for this week. This is the first time I've been up here to do something like this. And I've really been kind of surprised at some of the stuff that I have never heard before. And so it was just as good for me to go through this week as hopefully it's going to be for you. And a lot of things they've become a little bit more clear to me now. But as far as the story about the woman and the dragon actually is representative of the devil. The woman is actually God's people. And then it also mentions the child in the story, which is Jesus, the Son of God. But nobody was afraid to stand up to the devil. When the devil was up in heaven trying to have his way, God and the angels were having none of that. And the devil was quickly cast out and thrown to earth. He didn't stand a chance against God and his angels. And he protected his people during that time. He didn't allow the devil to get to any of them. And the devil was soundly defeated because of it. Amen. So how that translates to us down here, we are protected no matter what we're going through. God's got our back. But we have to be willing to accept that protection. We can't just try to do it all on our own. That's why it's so important for us to reach out to those who are in need of our assistance. And even if they don't want it, you don't have to be overbearing. You don't have to force it, because forcing it isn't going to work either. It has to be the right time. But that doesn't mean that we just remain silent until that time comes along. Little words of encouragement here and there. And even sitting down and talking to them about God for as long as they will let you. Take those little opportunities, whatever it is, and just keep chipping away. And eventually there's going to come a time that you're going to get to the root of the problem, and they are going to be open to everything that you have to say, because they're going to be so beaten down and so worn that they have nowhere else to turn. And as long as they want that healing and that deliverance, and as long as they want to be an overcomer, they'll get there, because God's going to bring them there. Amen. There is power in the blood. That's kind of the backbone to this whole thing today. Laying it all at God's feet and allowing Him to do the work. That's what He wants to do. That's what He wants us to do. We have to let Him. We have to lay our pride aside and say, God, You're bigger than me. There's nothing that You can't do, because there is power in Your blood. All right, let's read this proclamation, if you would. Go ahead and grab your cards, and we'll read it together. My body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. My members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness, yielded to God for His service and for His glory. The devil has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. I overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. And I love not my life unto death. My body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for my body. Amen.